This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it's important to look at the other war. Right now, of course, the whole world obsessed with the confrontation in Ukraine, the noble fight of the Ukrainian nation for survival, for the cause of freedom and democracy and decency and sanity against a truly evil invasion. Yeah, that's going on, but also we have a continued war on terror. Anyone who believes that the terrorists who have killed so many people over such a long time now, it's been highlighted even before September 11th. And that's one of the important points that is made by a very important and best-selling author. His name is Bill O'Reilly. It's true only occasionally, but sometimes it's true. He needs no introduction. A media figure, a best-selling author of singular success. He has the latest book in his Killing series. This is called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. And even if you think you know the basic background of the war on terror, this book will give you perspective and information that you haven't gotten before. Congratulations on the new book, Bill.
I appreciate you reading it, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And thank God, surviving COVID and the threats of nuclear war and even the threats of domestic warfare over the new Supreme Court decision. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your research and what surprised you most in taking a look at the war on terrorists conducted under three presidents, Bush, Obama, and Trump.
Well, I was lucky enough to get the national security advisors for all three administrations to talk to me. And how I did that was, look, I said to them, I'm not going to use direct quotes from you, and I'm not going to put anything in a book that's going to hurt the country. But I believe that the American people need to know what's being done in their name to protect them. And we don't know. So all of them agreed to talk to me. We didn't have one that said no. And we also brought the book up to the Afghan debacle with Biden that led to the 18 U.S. servicemen being killed in Kabul Airport. We got inside information on that. A lot of it's classified information, never before seen, as you pointed out in your lead. And people are going to be very surprised. Now, what surprised me the most was something that pertains directly to Putin. The unbelievable weaponry that the United States now has. So you'll remember that Trump spent hundreds of billions of dollars upgrading the military. And nobody really knew where that money went. Did they buy new barracks, tanks? What did they do with it? Well, much of that money went into the space weapons that Trump was kind of obsessed with. He started the Space Force. And these weapons are so fearsome that they can obliterate anybody on the face of the earth in about 3 seconds. And the most vivid aspect of that in Killing the Killers is Soleimani, the Iranian national leader of the Revolutionary Guard, who was hit with a Hellfire missile from space in a raid that we absolutely walk you through. The last day of his life. And it's just amazing the weaponry that America has. And this is an inhibitor, and nobody knows this, on Putin. Because Russia does not have those weapons, nor does China. And Putin would be causing a lot more trouble if he had the kind of weapons that we have in space.
And as far as you're able to gauge, has that development continued or been hindered under the new Biden administration?
Excellent question. It's continued. Not the appropriations, not the money, but the people who run the surveillance apparatus in the CIA and NSA, National Security Agency, they're the same people now as were in Trump. So they are what they call intelligence professionals. They don't go and come on the whim of whoever's in the Oval Office. They're there. And they're the best in the world. And their job is to track down and assassinate terror leaders abroad. So that program is still amazingly effective. What has really deteriorated under Biden is the terrorism inside the United States, because that's the purview of Homeland Security and the FBI. And with the open border, the insane open border, 42 people on a terror watch list have been arrested, but you can imagine that another 50 are in, because it's not hard to get into the United States now from Mexico.
There's a recent revelations about Mexico with I don't know if you're up to date on them, Bill, but you probably are. Mike Esper, former Secretary of Defense under President Trump, saying that President Trump wanted to use some of our high-tech weapons to go after drug factories in Mexico and to actually strike Mexican territory with American long-term weapons. First of all, do you think that account is accurate? And second, do you think that kind of attack would have been justifiable?
Okay. So Esper didn't tell you the whole story. And I know that because I'm the story. So 4 years ago, I had a conversation with Donald Trump, private, as all my conversations were. And in that conversation, I'm not going to tell you what he said, but I'm going to tell you what I said. So we were talking about international terrorism because he knew that I had Killing the Killers on an outline form, and then I was looking to talk with some of his national security people. So he asked me how he could get the migrant influx diminished into the United States, because he was frustrated with these millions of people coming over. They couldn't get the border wall. Mexican wouldn't cooperate. The Mexican government wouldn't cooperate in stemming this tide. So I said to him, Mr. President, all you need to do is designate the drug cartels within Mexico as terrorist groups. That's all you have to do. And once you do that, you can drone them or send special forces in to wipe them out. You don't need the permission of the Mexican government to do that. That's the law. Once the United States government designates anyone a terrorist, we can assassinate those people by law. So I said, if it were me, I would tell Obrador, this is what's going to happen unless you, the president of Mexico, stop the migration by putting Mexican forces on both your borders, southern and northern, which is exactly what happened. And that's why in the last year of the Trump administration, you didn't have the crazy illegal immigration that you have now.
Yeah, there was Mexican cooperation at the end.
Well, Obrador didn't want the designation of cartels to be terrorists. And Trump didn't do it. But the deal he made was, you put your army and stop the migration. Obrador did that. And Trump added on to something that I didn't even suggest. He got a better trade deal. He got a better import-export deal for America as part of that. The day Biden got inaugurated, the Mexican army left the both borders.
Okay, we will be right back with Bill O'Reilly. His new book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. It is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. What about the future? I know where Bill stands on the revival of the Iran deal, but what are the biggest terrorist threats that we should be expecting in the next few years? That and more with Bill O'Reilly coming up. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved, so joined by the best-selling author of the new book, Killing the Killers. And if the title of the new book starts with the word killing, you got to know it's Bill O'Reilly. And he has had how many number one bestsellers have had been part of your killing series, Bill?
All the killing books. This is the 11th killing book. All have been number one. And then I had six others, so that's 17 number one bestsellers.
Okay, that's kind of an unbeatable record. I don't think even James Patterson, in terms of the world of fiction, has reached that level. But congratulations on this book, which is a particularly timely and important one, because right now with all of the threats from Vladimir Putin, I think one of the things that people will be aware of when they read Killing the Killers is they'll be aware of the fact that the war on terror is not over. There are major new fronts in the war on terror, one of them in Africa, and you write about that. Is there a realistic danger that Putin links up with some of these terror organizations in a way that he has not done in the past?
No, Putin's very anti-Muslim. So is China. So I don't expect that to happen. But Al-Qaeda is reconstituting in northeast Afghanistan. And ISIS is back in Iraq and northern Syria. And why? Because they want to increase their power and kill infidels. And Americans, unfortunately, are at the top of the infidel list. So when Biden got whacked in Afghanistan and pulled out of there in that chaotic fashion, he opened the door for exactly what happened before 9/11. And so they're there now. Al-Qaeda is there now, and they are recruiting and plotting, and ISIS is back in western Iraq. So Americans don't hear about any of this. There's no reportage on it because reporters can't go to these areas. They'll be killed instantly. And, you know, the only way we know is because of the surveillance that the American authorities do. They know where these people are. And believe me, Michael, every day terrorists are being killed by the United States. Some of them on the ground, as you just mentioned. In Africa, we put you in a firefight that actually happened between American forces and ISIS forces in Africa where Americans were killed. But nobody will ever hear about that.
And in terms of some of the countries in Africa, I mean, Nigeria is the largest population in Africa, and they have this gigantic problem with Boko Haram. Are we able to cooperate right now? And I know your book deals with this. It sounds like there is cooperation with the Nigerian government.
Yes, and most African governments cooperate with the CIA. The firefight that we write about took place in Niger, which is really one of the worst places. The weaker the African governments are, the easier it is for ISIS and Boko Haram. Boko Haram is like an affiliate of ISIS. They're pretty much the same type of mentality. They'll kill everybody, abuse the women, and that's what they do. But in very weak governments, even if we partner up with the governments, the United States, you know, it's hard for us to confront these people living out in the jungles and they're fighting a guerrilla war, these ISIS people, and it makes it very, very dangerous to do that.
And when you speak about dangerous, one of the things your book reminds people of is how many horrible terrorist strikes there were in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, 130 people killed in Paris in 2015. And I think a lot of Americans have forgotten all about the London subway bombings where 52 were killed, 700 people were injured. You do a TikTok of each of those things and how they happened. It's a more serious matter for Europe, isn't it? Because there is so vastly larger a Muslim population than we have here.
And they're closer. And they don't have the surveillance that we have. Those countries don't have the surveillance. So we go into the Paris attack because Geraldo Rivera's daughter was right in the middle of that. And we got, you know, the first-hand look at what happened in that soccer stadium. And then the, what's her name, Ariana Grande, that concert up in Manchester.
Ariana Grande, right. Pete Davidson's former squad.
And then, as you mentioned, the subway bombing. But you know what the most affecting part of Killing the Killers is? The story about the American aid worker kidnapped in Turkey, Kayla Muller, 26 years old, and how ISIS grabbed her and al-Baghdadi himself raped her and ordered her murder and haunted Kayla's parents who lived in Phoenix And they cooperated with me, and we got to see those emails that ISIS actually sent to her parents while she was a captive. It's really harrowing. And the only reason we were able to find al-Baghdadi was because of coerced interrogation. And as you know, that's against the law now for any American citizen to do. But the USA subcontracts that out to other countries. And we take you through how they picked up an ISIS courier in Turkey and made him talk, and that led to al-Baghdadi's demise.
And when it comes to going after these people, these efforts, you make very clear, are continuing with a better cooperation with our European allies in terms of confronting Putin and Ukraine. Is there also better cooperation with a multitude of NATO partners regarding terrorism?
But that's always been the case. The European nations never didn't cooperate on terrorism with the United States, ever, because they know that the USA has the best intel. I mean, when people read this book, you are going to be absolutely amazed at the weaponry and the surveillance that we have in space. I mean, our satellites, miles and miles into space, can read the name of a golf ball in the grass on Earth. That's how good this surveillance is.
Terrorists
can't make phone calls of any kind. We'll pick it right up.
And does this fall under the purview, and you would know because you've written about it in Killing the Killers, but does this fall under the purview of the new Space Force?
Space Force? Not yet. That's not developed yet. This is all CIA and National Security Agency stuff. And I didn't know any of it. I have to tell you, when I started researching this book, I thought we were pretty well protected. Specifically, I didn't know, and I'll just give your audience just a taste of it. The trigger for the Hellfire missiles is in Nevada. Did you know that?
No.
It's in Nevada. Now, we don't say where in Nevada, because we don't want to...
It's not Area 51.
No. But those space weapons are run out of Nevada. And we take you inside. Again, we don't say where it is, but we describe how it's done.
Bill O'Reilly, the new book, fascinating, ambitious, and revealing, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. Godspeed to you, Bill, and have a wonderful weekend. Coming up, giving four-year-olds a fist book.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say they found the vehicle of the Alabama corrections officer who's accused of helping an alleged killer escape. The SUV was found in Middle Tennessee Friday. Authorities say Vicky White was in a 2-year relationship with inmate Casey White, who fled with him last week, the day she retired. Lauderdale County District Attorney Chris Connors tells MSNBC this is completely out of character for Vicky White.
This could happen with the best of folks. I mean, Vicky White, I would trust with my life. And she's that kind of solid person.
Former President Donald Trump hosting a rally in Pennsylvania Friday night. Trump appearing for a Save America rally in Greenburg, just outside of Pittsburgh. Trump endorsed Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz, who will also speak at the event. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a lot of argument about what is going on in public schools. This curriculum issue is going to be a very big issue, and whether or not parents should have some kind of control over what our children are taught. And I think it is a winning issue for Republicans, precisely for reasons that we'll make clear in just a moment with this crazy story about giving a children between four years old, pre-K, and third grade, giving them fist books, not handbooks, but fist books. See, get it? A handbook is supposed to be with an open hand. A fist book, you close your fist to fight racism. We will get to that in just a moment, but I do want people to take a look at new Newsweek posting, where I have a column about book banning, which isn't really book banning. That's not what's involved, because all of these so-called banned books are widely available. No one is stopping you from buying them or reading them or even going to your local library and getting them. It has to do with what's going to be in our public schools. That's the issue. And that's the point that I make very clearly, and what I do think is a very important column. You can also get that column. It would be sent right to you. It's the lead column in our newsletter today. It comes out every Friday. It is free. No obligation. Just sign up for the Medved newsletter at michaelmedved.com. It's easy. Okay. A public elementary school in Washington, D.C., reports the New York Post, gives children as young as four a lesson on anti-racism that asks them to identify racist members of their families. Really? The school wants little kids, 4, 5, 6 years old, to come back and tell teachers and anti-racism coordinators, who in the family is racist? According to a November 30th letter, that's from last year, from Janney Elementary School principal Danielle Singh, students in pre-K through third grade participated in an anti-racism fight club presentation by Speaker Doyen Richards. As part of this work, each student has a fist book, not a handbook, a fist book to help continue the dialogue at school and home, the principal's letter stated. We recognize that anytime we engage topics such as race and equity, we may experience a variety of emotions. This is a normal part of the learning and growing process. As a school community, we want to continue the dialogue with our students and understand this is just the beginning. Now, I've looked at this fist book. This is incredible. And it's deeply offensive. Doyen Richards' Anti-Racism Fight Club Fist Book for Kids explains that, quote, white people are a part of a society that benefits them in almost every instance. The fist book also points out, it's as if white people walk around with an invisible force field because they hold all of the power in America. Is it appropriate to teach little second graders with all of the enormous progress we have made with people of color in very powerful positions? And you can start with the most recent appointment to the Supreme Court, which is certainly a powerful position, as people know, Ketanji Brown Jackson. But you can go across the corporate world, the entertainment world, people watching the Oscars, those few and proud who actually watch the Oscars. I mean, what's striking is the two stars of the Oscar ceremony, Will Smith, Best Actor winner, and Chris Rock, Best Victim winner. Both black. What is this? They go around, white people walk around with an invisible force field because they hold all the power in America. The fist book says, if you are a white person, white privilege is something you were born with, and it simply means that your life is not more difficult due to the color of your skin. Put differently, it's not your fault for having white privilege, but it is your fault if you choose to ignore it. So, I'm at fault because I don't think about white privilege constantly. The fist book for kids says anti-racism isn't a spectator sport, but requires being loud, you've got to be uncomfortable, confrontation, and visible to ensure that change is made. In other words, really what we're talking about is an echo of the Ku Klux Klan, that we are going to obsess over white identity. This is not an idea of trying to encourage black pride. It's trying to encourage black victimhood. The claim that all the power in America is based upon white privilege. And in the fist book, and they have these really crude, badly drawn cartoons. I mean, really terribly drawn cartoons. But they say, racial prejudice plus power equals racism. And then it says, white privilege is a term you may have heard before, and it can be confusing. Think of it this way. Imagine a white person raced against a black person. The white person would be able to run at his normal speed, while the black person would have a 100-pound weight attached to his leg. Chances are the white person would win the race almost every time. BIPOC, that's black, indigenous, people of color, have obstacles to overcome in daily life simply due to the color of their skin. Yeah, that's right. Discourage the kids by saying, you know, it's going to be really tough out there. Not that you can do it. Not that you have the force of law and organizations and inspirational leaders behind you. This is all remarkable. They have another segment in here with more crude cartoons. What does racism look like? And then it says, they're different kinds of racism. Try to identify the kinds of racism that you see. Number one, overt. Displays of over-the-top hatred for black, indigenous people of color. And then it shows a nasty-looking guy with sunglasses saying, I don't like black people. And then it says subtle. Subtle is people who try to ignore or deflect racial conversations to avoid feeling uncomfortable. And then it shows a frowning young lady saying, why does everything have to be about race? Can we talk about something else? And then they talk about systemic racism, and they have check mark, black students are half as likely to be placed in advanced placement courses as their white counterparts. Blacks make up 33% of America's prison population, even though we only represent 13% of our nation's population. And then it goes on to say that after the presentation, the school sent parents a resource link directing them to Richard Doyen's original anti-racism Fight Club fist book for adults, which declares that racism is as American as apple pie and baseball. As we sit here today, it is still woven into the fabrics of our homes, our communities, our schools, government, economic system, healthcare, and so much more. As a matter of fact, it would be difficult to find one fact of our society where racism does not exist. How about mathematics? That's what the book states. White supremacy isn't the shark, it's the ocean. You want to make a little sign to remind you of that? This is what we're dealing with for kids in a public school from age 4 to 3rd grade. We'll be right back on the MedVenture. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, I don't want to hit this too hard, but this entire anti-racism fist book, it's the Anti-Racism Fight Club fist book, and they also say in the fist book that if the police stop murdering citizens without penalty, then the riots and looting won't happen. Uh-huh. And then she, the fist book also says, your feelings about Colin Kaepernick serve as a great barometer of how you would feel about Dr. Martin Luther King during the Civil Rights Movement. If you hate Kaepernick today, you would hate Dr. King if he was alive today. One thing that Dr. King was very, very conscious of is he was appealing to the broadest possible audience, and that was why he was so successful, because he mobilized, he changed America. Even without the laws that he made possible, like the Great Civil Rights Act of 1964, Dr. King had reached out to every corner of the country, and he did that not by trashing America, not by saying that America was so corrupt and so evil and so miserable, but by quoting the Constitution and quoting the Declaration of Independence and singing patriotic songs and quoting patriotic songs. And the idea that Dr. King would take a knee when they were playing the national anthem, that's not the Dr. King that history records or that anyone knows. And meanwhile, this insanity is going on, and again, it's going to be a very big issue in this election, and not in the way that some crazies basically talk about it. I've just been talking to Jeremy about a candidate for Georgia governor, and no, it's not either David Perdue. It's a third place candidate. She's not going to win. But she's a Republican. Her slogan running for governor is Jesus, guns, and babies. Which I'm not sure how you mix, blend the three. Basically, Jesus, guns, and babies. Okay. She also suggests that there are demons behind the current drive to wield unwholesome educational curricula. She's particularly not a fan of transgender rights and bathroom rights and issues like that. But then there's Missouri, where Wentzville, Missouri, parents are raising concerns about a question that surfaced during class activities. It's connected to an advanced placement government class at Holt High School this week. And the question, which you'll hear, involved police shootings and a response to them based on political affiliation. Listen.
So the concerns began when a student said this question popped up during an online classroom assignment. The district here in Wentzville says that this was not on a graded test. They say this was something that was part of resources that the district uses, that it creates randomized questions to support the AP government class. The question reads, Teresa has heard in the news about the fatal shootings of unarmed African-American men by police officers, but does not think it is necessarily due to racism. Teresa is most likely a Democrat, black woman, Republican, or Democrat-leaning woman. If Republican was clicked, a prompt indicates that's the correct answer.
It felt like the question was written by somebody that just hates Republicans.
Matthew is one of several parents who call the question divisive.
Kids shouldn't be treated in such a way that it's going to cause them to hate each other. And this wasn't really an opportunity for anybody to learn anything, and that's really why they're there in the first place.
Okay, there's more. And again, this is all across the country. It's not just in big cities. As Wentzville, Missouri shows, listen.
The Wentzville School District tells us the question was related to a chapter on political ideologies and was part of an activity or game supporting the course textbook. The resources used by the district are used widely nationwide and are aligned to the AP government exam. The item encountered by the student is extreme, and the district is reaching out to the resource developers to directly address this concern. Wentzville residents we showed the question to feel it was worded poorly.
Terrible question. I don't think it should be on any test, especially for high schoolers or where their mind is fresh and still learning.
It was inappropriate, and it's racial, and the question really just didn't make any sense.
Some parents have contacted lawmakers.
Whether it was an attack on police, whether it was an attack on Republicans, making police and Republicans look bad, that's something that has no place in our public schools. It shouldn't have any place in schools altogether.
And by the way, what are the numbers? How often do we have, and I know that we have a judge who's been nominated by President Biden, and she, I hope, will not be confirmed, who has said that every day there's an unarmed black citizen who's killed by white police officers. Every single day. And to try to respond to that, I looked up the numbers. And do you know last year how many cases, and this is the Washington Post maintains a data on this, how many police officers, white police officers, killed an unarmed black man? It was six. Too many, six too many. It should never, ever happen, but it was six. Not 600, not 6,000, six. And the idea that this should be something that that kids are taught happens every day or all the time. Well, here's something that doesn't happen all the time. It's actually a good news, and I wanted to share it. Bill O'Reilly was mentioning when he was on the country of Niger, where there's a terrorist presence. There's some good news from Niger, and why not do it? This is in National Geographic magazine, which is pretty authoritative on stuff like this. But how farmers in Earth's least developed country grew 200 million trees in arid Niger, south of the Sahara. Farmers who allowed cut trees to regrow in their fields have seen crop yields soar. In the past 35 years, a scientist begged nations to get serious about reviving forests. One of Earth's poorest nations in one of the planet's harshest regions added an astonishing 200 million new trees, maybe more. Across at least 12 million acres of Niger, woodlands have been reestablished with little outside help, almost no money, and without driving people off their land. The trees weren't planted. They were encouraged to come back naturally. They have been nurtured by thousands of farmers. Now, fresh trees are popping up in village after village. As a result, soils are more fertile and more moist, and crop yields are way up. Look, the last time I remember that Niger was in the news was there was a claim that there was yellow cake uranium that was going from Niger to Iraq. And if you remember, this whole thing involved Valerie Plame and Ambassador Wilson, who allegedly had made that revelation. And in any event, now this is much better news from Niger. Coming up, we will be talking about some other good news about Nordic countries. And right now, Nordic countries, the more you look at it, the better this news becomes, because they're very impressive, and part of what they recognize is that they fulfill the Viking heart. There is a bestseller on Amazon. It is called The Viking Heart, How Scandinavians Conquered the World. And we have Sinten Mai coming up, right? We have a Norwegian national holiday. It's Constitution Day. And we're very pleased to welcome back to the show, Arthur Herman, who is not only an expert on Scandinavian history, very relevant to what is going on with Finland and Sweden, two wonderful countries, both joining NATO and on the way to join NATO. But that also relates to a very great need. Vladimir Putin talking about he has weapons that the whole world, nobody else has, these hypersonic weapons. Is there a defense against nuclear attack that could actually help to nullify or at least reduce the threat of Putin's nuclear saber rattling? We'll be talking about all of that with Arthur Herman of the Hudson Institute, and much more, and movies coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.